The Donegal Derry Vipers have a big game tomorrow against the Craigavon Cowboys, where the winner will decide who finishes top of the section and goes in as the group winners to the playoffs. I'm joined in studio by running back Cathal Curran and linebacker Niall Lyons. You're welcome to the studio, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us, Oisín.
I suppose, Cathal, you're a regular and with us on the weekend sport to talk American football. I know you're out injured at the moment. You had a problem with the shoulder, but... These big games keep coming, and this is the biggest to date.
They do keep coming, and it's great. It is absolutely brilliant to have them. Now, we're very lucky to have the team that we have around us at the minute. You know, the players that we have, they're pushing hard out there. And we started the season off, we lost one game, the opening game. So okay, everybody kind of knuckled down and regrouped, and they went back out now. And that's six games in a row now. The team has actually won to sit top off the table now. Yeah. So it's been fantastic for the boys. And the team we're playing now on Sunday as the Craigavon Cowboys. So we beat them 2 weeks ago there. So that was a massive step for the team as well. It was a very, very tight game. So we're playing them now again.
You are the top two. You have been the top two in the division throughout the year.
And yeah. Throughout the yeah. year, yeah.
Apart from the first weekend, obviously.
Yeah.
Working our way up the table, surely.
Yeah. Yeah. So this game tomorrow, you'll finish top of the section, and we'll call it the regular season, isn't that right?
Yeah.
Regulars, and then it goes to playoff. So what's significant then about taking a victory to tomorrow? Where will you be the next time going out into the playoffs?
Well, if we are fortunate enough to win the game, we'll finish on top spot, which means we'll play the lowest seeded team then. We'll be the fourth place team. That'll be the Wexford Eagles. Yeah. If we finish second, we're playing the Louth Mavericks. So really, it's both teams, both of us and the Cowboys, have secured home field advantage. But you know, there's no great difference in the two teams that we would play, but it would really send out a statement to beat the Cowboys. It is really the only thing we're looking at the minute. We're not looking past this game, especially for the Donegal guys in the team. You know, like, so if you're Darren Gibson's and Johnny Lynch's and all, this is a massive game for them up here as well.
Yeah, but it's a home game in Letterkenny. You've used a couple of different venues this year, but this is a big game, and you're only down the road in College Jalla in Letterkenny.
That's it. Yeah, we're down in College Jalla. They've been really, really good to us again this year. We were down there last year with great success down there, and the principal down there, Michael Gibbons, he's opened the doors for us again, and great facilities down there, great pitch, you know, and there's a whole family fun day activity lined up for down there as well.
Yeah. So let's bring Niall on, because Niall, you've been here with the Vipers since the start.
Since the very start,
Yeah, and it's going to be history making. Back-to-back promotions, and as of course...
I'm not too sure if it's ever been done before, but it'll be definitely... It'll be history-making for us, anyway.
Yeah.
I know coming up, getting promoted in the first season, there's a few teams that have done that, but back-to-back promotions, I don't think it's ever been done, so we're looking for that scalp, if we can get it.
And
be great.
You've been there since the start, and you've seen the changes over the last three seasons.
Since the very start, since we were training down in Bridge End, was it? Down at Bridge End, on a Sunday morning. I heard about it on Highland Radio talk. Went down. Not too many left of the original crew, but the ones that are core part of the team. Like we're well invested in it, and we want to see it do well, and we're hoping they.
He's put a lot of hard work in.
Next level,
he's put a lot of hard work in and training, and.
I train steady twice a week.
Mm-hmm.
Working hard.
And your role is a linebacker?
Yeah, I play linebacker on the defence.
You play linebacker on the defence, so you're involved in the thick of the action, I'm sure?
Yep. The heavy end of it, running under people, that's as fancy as I get.
So you take a couple of big knocks then? You've taken a few, I'm sure?
I give out a few, couple, all part of it.
And obviously the quarterback's your target. You want to get him sacked on...
Whoever's holding the ball, actually, I have to go after.
Yeah. And who normally wins them encounters?
It's hard to know, but I've come out on top on a couple.
Yeah. What do you expect then of the Cowboys tomorrow with their offense? Because you're going to have a...
Very good offense. Yeah. Best offense in the league. Mm. They're a very, very fast team. A very experienced team. They've been playing over 20 years. Mm. Their team's been founded over 20 years, and most of the people playing on their team have more than 5 years' experience. You know, there's very little compared to us, we've only been going 3 years. Like, mm-hmm. we do have a few more experienced players in our team, but not as many as them. They used to play in the SBC, the Shamrock Bowl Conference, so they were relegated last year and come down. So these are opponents are they're a step mm-hmm. above what we're normally used to facing. It was a real tight match, the last match, and we're hoping for a good physical.
Was that the first time in your the 3 years the short history that you have that you've met the Cowboys?
Yep.
Last week, yeah.
First time meeting them.
So do you now feel, having got that game out of the road, are you in a better position now going on to face them, having seen what they can do?
We know what they can do, and we've been working hard on nullifying their threats, so we're ready for them.
Yeah. What's the threats then that the Vipers have, Cahill? What's your are you going to take to the table tomorrow for the Cowboys?
Well, it's no real secret with the Vipers that our strength has been our defence. The whole way throughout the season, the whole way throughout last season. The man sitting next to me here, like Niall Lyons, is just a testament to that. You know, he, as he says, he puts his body on the line week in, week out for us. You know, that's not just in games, that's in training as well. You know, it's boys like that on the defence that have really, really set the stall for the Vipers. And now it's allowing our offence to start to click now and come together. With two or three really, really great players, big playmakers, you would say, in our offence. The likes of your Ryan Brawley, our own quarterback, Danny Mullen, and with another wide receiver there, Rory Brads as well. They're all great at making the big plays. And then we've got the big men down on the O-line that nobody can get through them now at the minute. The last couple of games, they're really, really holding it together. The games are won on your defence and your offensive line. A lot of work there has been put in with the Vipers. So, but it has to be said that in our offence, you have to score to win the games. And the first man that everybody would probably be looking at, as well as two men, the combination of Ryan Brawley and Danny Mullen. You know, if you're about Letterkenny and you're thinking of coming to the game, come and watch that alone. You see them linking up, you know, it's huge yardage every play, you know, guaranteed in the game they will combine and there'll be a huge yardage play.
There'll be a big play, who's involved.
Yeah, it's, you know, they've, you know, the last, I would say, two games anyway, between them, you know, Ryan Brawley has scored 3 touchdowns in each of the last 2 games. He's been playing with us now over 2 years and he's over 100 points. He's passed the 100 points. And every touchdown was thrown to him was from Danny Mullen, our quarterback. So it's a great partnership to see.
So if the Cowboys are listening to this,
they know.
they know.
Come get some.
They know.
It's hard to stop that. Yeah. It's you know,
nobody's been able to so far.
Yeah. Right. And we're hoping that the Cowboys, you know, do pile up maybe on Ryan, because we do have other players in that team then as well. We've got great.
Well, that's the problem.
That's it.
Once you try to focus on one person, and leave it open, and there's plenty of other
players
people
that
on
are,
the team there.
Step
they're
up,
willing
tomorrow,
to step
yeah.
up, next
yeah.
man up.
Let's talk about the Shamrock Bowl, because you are an IAFL 1.
Yes.
You got promotion from 2 into 1. So the Shamrock Bowl is sort of like the Premiership.
Yeah,
of the Irish American football world.
Yeah.
How far away is promotion, do you think, from that? Like, do you just have to win the playoffs
We win our playoff match, and then we have to win the bowl game if we make it to it, and then the winner of the bowl games gets promoted.
Right. Okay, so you are 2 games possibly away from sitting promoted, which will be a major achievement in the short history.
Yeah. It'll be a great achievement. It is there in the team to do that. Our coach Jason Brock has always told us, you know, never ever speak about the game. You know, like focus on the next game. A lot of managers say that. Every manager says that, but it's hard to get it out of your head that this is on the table now, that you can actually do it. And the belief in the team now at the minute is that we can do it. You see it at training. Do you see the boys pushing harder? You know, everybody wants a bit now, and it is there in the cards. We've beat every team that we'll be facing now. We've beat the Craigavon Cowboys that we'll be playing on Sunday. We've already beat them. We've already beat the Wexford Eagles, who we could meet in the semis, and we've already beat the Louth Mavericks. So it's in everybody's head that they can do it, but you have to take each game as it comes as well.
Yeah. Well, this is an exciting sport. It's a hard-hitting sport. It's extremely physical. So it is. It's exciting to watch. So if people are in Letterkenny or they're listening to this, why not make your way to the town tomorrow and come and see it? But there's more happening tomorrow, not just the game as well, isn't that right, Cahill?
Yeah, that's correct. Kiernan's group there, you know, and Newton Cunningham and all across Donegal now, they've really come together and helped us out in setting up more of a more of an American football event, you could call it. You know, if you've got a family there, we've got face painting for the family. There's bouncy castles down there. There's free donuts for anybody that arrives there. You know, get down early at 2 o'clock. There's over 200 donuts being handed out in the day. There's
hopefully the players won't be eating the donuts.
We'll see what's left.
Guaranteed.
There's drinks down there. You know, there's minerals. There's you know, there'll be giveaways there as well. You know, it's really set up now to be a good family fun day. And the other thing that's going to be happening down there is that there's going to be live commentary from Overtime Ireland. They're going to be keeping everybody up to date on what's happening in the game, because we're sure that not everybody will really grasp right away what's going on. Yeah. So that's something that's going to be there this year as well. And there'll be music playing at the stoppages. Everybody says about the stoppages in American football. We'll be blasting out the tunes. You know, we'll have some great tunes that they play at the halftime.
Good stuff. Well, listen, we can just wish you all the best. Niall, thanks for coming in. And Cahill, as always, thanks for joining us.
No bother.
And the best of luck against the Cowboys tomorrow. And hopefully by the time we go off air, it's 6 o'clock on Sunday Sport, we'll have a bit of reaction from the winning Vipers side.
Yes.